This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it's time to talk about... It's like it's miraculous stories, really. I thought it was gone forever.
Mm.
Tiak loves it if the stories are about a ring that you lost.
They're all rings. Yeah, we can take a couple.
We will take rings, but we want other things. Because there's something about, like, when you get married, Erica, are you going to engrave your ring?
I don't know, but...
I've been married more than once. Never engraved the rings. But it turns out so many people engrave the rings, like,
with
you know...
What?
Like... M and G.
Right. Or like the date.
And then the date. And then like, if you lose your ring, then like the sanitation worker down in the like manhole goes like, this is a wedding ring from M and G. And they got married on 317, 2006. And then they look it up. Like they take the time to look it up. Like your class ring. A lot of times people would like put T-Hack class of.
Do you want me to say?
09?
Sure.
09.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same age as my sister.
Really?
Yeah, weird. Feeling fine in 09.
But again, it's important. We don't want just ring stories.
Right.
Yes. Other things.
We got talking about it because this dude, somebody mailed a postcard and it apparently never got to where it was going. And the post office just returned it to the person who sent it.
Yeah, and they sent it like 3 weeks ago.
72 years ago.
What?
Where do you think
72?
That thing was? Where was it?
And how
72?
Did they get back? Don't you mail a postcard from somewhere else?
But you would still put the return address.
You'd put your return address?
Yeah, yeah. So if I was like in Italy and I was like, I'm going to send Aaron Tiak and Slacker a postcard, I'd put my address as a return.
You would.
Yeah.
Mm. So this person
hotel.
Is now 88 years old. It's Alan Ball. Wow. He sent it to his parents, Frederick and Elizabeth Ball.
Wait, and his parents are probably gone.
Probably.
They for sure are.
It was 72 years delayed.
And
unless
he's
his
88.
Parents. Let's do some math there, Erica. Maybe he went to the cemetery and read it to them. He was.
He doesn't even remember mailing the card, though.
Yeah.
That's even better.
The post office actually used genealogists to find this dude.
What?
Because now he lives in Sandpoint, Idaho. Oh, your people.
No.
You know, the postcards, when we traveled recently and I got a couple of postcards for my kids when we got home and I gave it to them and they were just like, what's this? Like, there's nothing cool about postcards anymore. Nobody.
To the kids.
Yeah, the kids are like, okay. I'm like, but I was somewhere else and I got this for you. And they're like.
It's a picture.
Yeah.
God, you're so right.
Like, could you have bought Legos or something?
Yeah, they
like,
want something tangible. Even my daughter used to get a keychain every time. And now she's like, it's not enough.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's not. Like, I
used to love going through and buying postcards, though. Like, Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I'd get them. And I would send them to friends.
I stole a couple from Harry Potter World.
Okay, sorry.
The Warner Brothers.
Can we get
London.
Back to what we're talking about?
Yeah. I got something.
All right. We're going to take calls from people. one or two rings, but if you lost something, you could lose a dog and they got back. They finally get found the chip. There's plenty of stories like that. What did you think was gone forever, but it came back? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My sister and I shared together a hamster growing up. Okay. And Teddy was an interesting boy. He was always causing a ruckus. We'd put him in his ball. He'd roll somewhere in the house.
You are using words like you're a 90-year-old woman.
Well, I was
very such
young.
A card.
Well, Theodore.
Oh, yeah, Teddy. We'd like put him in his little hamster ball and he would go through the house like we just had no idea where he was. One morning we wake up. We had moved Teddy into the bathroom in the middle of the night in his enclosure, I guess his cage. And I think he was making noise. We were like, so we moved him. We wake up. Teddy is nowhere to be found.
Teddy's gone.
Teddy has escaped.
Teddy's left the building.
Yeah. And
Teddy's a part of the furnace system in the house. Teddy's dead. Teddy is gone.
This is what hamsters do. Thought it was gone forever, so you can imagine. So we're like frantically looking for him. Can't find him. My mom's like, you have to get ready for school. You have to go to school. She picks us up. Teddy was back in his cage.
Hours
later.
What? No idea. On a holiday.
No idea what happened. Think maybe he got hungry or thirsty and he knew where to go.
He came back to his cage.
Or he was buried under all the stuff.
That's
we don't
what I
know.
Was thinking.
He may have dug himself down. But yeah, Teddy later got mites and died.
Then he was gone forever. Right.
And then he was gone forever.
So if you're going to call in with a story, can it have a couple of elements that I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. The thing is actually gone for sure. Right? And then when you get it back... Even if it was gone, it doesn't immediately die.
No, not immediate. We had him for years, man. This hamster, in fact, he reminds me a lot of my dog.
Well, speaking of that, there was a slow-moving escape artist, a Shelly, a 20-year-old tortoise, vanished from her family's garden on July 9th. She was gone for 16 days.
Whoa.
She made it
here's
a mile.
Here's the thing. You got to be able to see a turtle. I mean, they're not moving.
Yeah. Or they're moving slowly, but someone walks outside and is like,
hey, isn't that
there
Shelly?
Goes a turtle.
They can move pretty fast, although I don't know about leopard tortoises.
How big is a leopard tortoise?
She appeared 3 miles away, you guys.
What?
3 miles away.
Oh, she's a little one. Ah, she can move quickly.
Okay, a farmer thought she was a rock. She started moving. Shelly's escape had actually been in the news because there's literally nothing else going on in Devon, England. They drove to an ice cream parlor and met the guy there.
Cute.
Wow.
So it can be your dog. It can be some like weird book. It can be
your hamster.
Very few rings. It can be your hamster who was just buried.
No. We think
cedar
he was
chips.
Gone. We
he
think
wasn't
he was
gone, Erica. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have got back in his.
Yeah.
Yours
we
is the worst.
We left it open for him.
Jack, if somebody called with that
don't
story,
don't make me do this. Don't make me do this.
Would you let that call?
I think the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
All right. I thought it was gone forever. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for your stories about rings you've lost and the way they came back to you.
Other things.
I thought it was gone forever. What?
I just want to say, someone else texted in. They had a hamster who escaped, returned over a month later.
It was under the cedar chips. Yours was gone while you were at school.
It was a long time for a kid like me.
The texter, that sounds like a different hamster. That sounds like a parent was involved.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the decoy hamster. Jody.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
So I lost my cell phone. We were at the sand dunes. It was one of the high flow times. I had it in my back pocket. We were playing in the river. Realized it was gone. I freaked out because I had all my kids' pictures on it. So we were frantically looking at, like, maybe it got caught in rocks. We couldn't find it at all. I was calling it just to see continuously, and somebody picked it up about half a mile down this heavy flow.
What?
And
answered it?
Yeah, it's waterproof, so.
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah. I couldn't.
Hey. Hello, it's Fish.
What? Really?
I have no idea how that could possibly happen. How? I don't know.
So then you just hoofed it down the river and got it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That is.
That's a really great story. Unfortunately, it doesn't involve a ring. So
that was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff?
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever. What do you got?
It was my wallet. I was living with my dad in an apartment, and he had a post office box, didn't use the mail from there. And I looked everywhere, and all of a sudden he comes up to me and goes, hey, here, this was in the post office box. I'm like, you're kidding. The money, everything in it. Oh, I'm like, this is amazing. I couldn't do anything about finding out who did it or what, but came back to me.
That's so nice. Was your address on it that address?
No, my address was at the apartment, and
that doesn't make sense, because you know you can put a wallet in a mailbox. If you find a wallet and you just walk, if there's a mailbox on the side of the road, just put it in the mailbox.
What? And they will mail it to
for free. They will handle it.
Oh, that's very cool.
My name wasn't attached to the post office box.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
It's like someone knew.
It had to be somebody that knew my dad. It had to be.
Yeah, somebody was like, okay, this idiot, don't send it to him.
I know where his dad lives.
Yes,
so.
I'm going to send it to his.
Gosh.
Wow, that is awesome. Thank you, man. Danielle.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
It was my 15-year-old dog.
Oh. No.
What happened?
The family, we went to a restaurant in Dillon, and he jumped out of the car when we were done, and we drove, and we made it through the tunnels, and my kid's like, the dog's not here. It was 9 o'clock at night. We called the restaurant. They're like, what does he look like, and what's his name? He's a black dog, and he's deaf.
Oh my God. He's in the night, a deaf dog.
A black deaf dog at night in a parking lot in Dillon.
And what happened?
They found him. He walked in and went to the bar and got a burger.
Wait, sorry, your dog or your husband?
Are you serious?
He walked into the bar. Somebody gave him a burger and they got him.
He smelled the bar.
Sorry, I had to ditch that family. Right there.
That is the greatest story. Wow. Grayson.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
Yeah, so me, my brother, and his wife, it was his fiance at the time, they just got engaged, and the ring was actually my late mother's ring.
There we go.
And ring so stories. It was about a 5-day trip, and they lost it on the very first night. And it was on the beach, too. So we spent the next 3 or 4 days trying to find this, and like we spent like basically our whole trip trying to find this ring, and I never gave up hope. I was telling them, like, we are going to find this. Like, don't worry about it. And it was about 3 or 4 hours before our flight was leaving. We ended up finding it with a metal detector. Some guy came out and had a metal detector. He found it, and all was well. We found it, and
Wow.
Then it's meant to be.
Yeah.
It's just flat out.
Yep.
Wow, that is incredible. Thank you, Grayson. Demi.
Jai.
Thought it was gone forever.
When I was about 5 years old, my mom and I went to a hotel in Vail, and I brought this little black stuffed animal dog that came with me everywhere. Well, I left it there and left, and we called housekeeping, couldn't find it. They said it was gone forever. Well, 5 years later, I was yard selling with my grandma in Arvada, Colorado.
Shut up.
Found it. And I knew it was mine, but my initials on the beanie.
You're lying.
So someone...
No!
Someone found it and then loved on it for 5 years and then sold it in Arvada.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. It was meant to come back.
What are the odds of you going to that yard sale?
Yeah. This is...
I don't like that you said loved on it, though.
I still have it.
Would you rather that poor little dog be sad those whole 5 years?
Right, the dog is okay, Aaron. Don't
I didn't mean loved on it.
It's just... I didn't like the phrasing.
It was a little kid who loved on it.
Loved on it. Jen?
Yai.
Thought it was gone forever. What happened?
Well, years ago, my mom sold her wedding dress, and I came across it when I was just browsing at Goodwill the other day.
What?
Huh?
How do you know it was hers?
Because, you know, you can have, like, the tag customized with your name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, when you go to camp.
Please tell me you... bought it.
Yeah, you bought it, right?
They gave it to you for free, right?
You're like, this is my last name. Hello.
You haggled with them.
Can you haggle at Goodwill?
No.
Oh. I got a good price, but I of course I had to buy it.
Yeah.
So you're just, are you in the market for a wedding dress, or you just were like, let me just look at wedding dresses random? Like, you,
they're usually like mixed in with the dresses at Goodwill. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So you, sundress,
prom dress, wedding dress.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful kind of simple dress. So I guess you technically could wear it for another occasion, but I'm hoping that my boyfriend proposes. So
you're gonna wear it?
Why not? Or use parts of it?
Like, yeah. Destiny told you.
It came back to you and said, this is yours.
Hi.
It's your time.
Okay. Do you know how many Goodwill stores there are just in color?
I know.
I mean, the odds of you going in, like, and no one else bought it?
Yeah.
Like, it was meant for you to find it.
I think so.
Well, make sure to wash it.
Okay.
Before I
is your mom alive?
Yes.
So she knows.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. She's excited. So fingers crossed. Oh.
You should tell her that you're not going to wear it.
And then wear it. That's awesome.
The Slacker Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.